In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hi,
hello.
Joshua. Thank
hello.
You.
Hey, Joshua.
We are thrilled you are all here as well.
Hello there.
We are thrilled to come forth and to give a little explanation about who you are. You may have come to a certain idea about who you are as you've entered the boot camp and gone through the process. You were led to this information that you too are spiritual leaders and teachers, that you've come forth at this time to learn more about the laws of the universe, learn more about the mechanism of physical reality, learn more about your specific and unique journey that led you here, understanding yourself from a higher perspective, that you are source, that you cannot be separated from source, and that you've all come here for a certain purpose, and that soul's purpose is to understand who you are as spiritual leaders and teachers. And some of you, in your awareness that possibly you're a spiritual leader and teacher, you've allowed these ideas to flow within you. You've allowed for the possibility that maybe you aren't the lonely individual you thought you were, that you were not separate from source, that you are source. And yet, do you fully realize the power that is within you? That you are a spiritual leader and teacher. No matter how you view yourself now, the undeniable fact is that you are a spiritual leader and teacher. You have come forth to learn more about the laws of the universe, more about who everyone else is, what their journey is, how you are here to express your love and acceptance, and how you're here to be an example of alignment to others. And so some of you are expressing that in different ways. You may be starting channeling. You may be teaching. You may be talking to friends. You may be thinking about podcasts or videos or even a blog or writing a book. And as you have come forth, those of you who are here now, those of you who are in the first year or so of boot camp, we will call you the first 100 just to make it easy to understand. There is a reason you're in this first group. And if you're listening to this call within the first few weeks of it being recorded, you are in this first dynamic group of spiritual leaders and teachers because you are powerful explorers of physical reality. And there's no coincidence you found your way here. Whether you understand it in this moment or not, it does not matter. You will come on your journey to discover more about who you truly are. Some of you are younger, some of you are older, some of you have had experiences that perfectly points out the fact that you are unique, you are worthy, and you are a spiritual leader and teacher. And some of you still have yet to have those experiences. So wherever you are on your idea of who you are as a spiritual leader and teacher, let that go. Just be confident in the fact that you could not be here if you were not a powerful spiritual leader and teacher. And so with that, you have innate, inherent power within you. Power to be this example of alignment. Power to come forth at this time to even embrace the idea that there is a new approach to life. That you may have sifted and sorted in your old life in fear, as has and as is most of humanity. Most of humanity at this time in history, 2020, are existing in a state of fear. They have a priority in life, and their priority is to prove their worthiness and to validate their existence. And so in that priority, their entire life and belief structure is built around attaining things, attaining achievements, and attaining other people who appear to love them. And yet, none of the things outside of them can ever make them feel worthy. And so it is a fruitless exploration, and it leads to dissatisfaction. It leads to more feelings of unworthiness. It leads to feelings of failure. It leads to manifestation events that point out that this approach to life cannot work by asking the outside conditions to make something, to make yourself feel something you do not already feel. It's all an inside job. You have to understand your worthiness. And so we teach a different approach to life. And that is approach to life where alignment with your inner self, with source consciousness, is your priority. And that nothing outside of you will ever replace this alignment. This alignment is the power and the energy and the flow of thought and the consciousness of love. And if you base your entire life on love and acceptance, you are linking up to this powerful source of energy and intelligence that flows within you, that is always flowing, unless you are approaching life as a victim. If you're approaching life as a victim and you're trying to live in fear and control the conditions to make yourself feel something you're not feeling, then you are connected not to source consciousness, but to fear consciousness. And in that fear consciousness, you will always receive urges to change the conditions, always feels urges to protect yourself amongst above all else, and more thoughts of fear, more thoughts of lack, and more feelings of limitation. And so as humanity is moving from this fear-based approach to life to a love-based approach to life, you have come forward to start this movement, to begin this movement, because there isn't anyone outside of you, outside of this group, who is being a pure example of alignment. They are tend to be possibly showing off their lives in pursuing their passions and allowing some parts of their lives to be flowing well. And you might say successful people out there, they have been following a passion and they've been attracting abundance and they've been attracting fame and fortune. And yet their life is still based in fear and control. And they've allowed themselves to ease up on the resistance about their worthiness enough to do some amazing things, but they're still based in control. There are only 100 of you in physical reality who are toying with the notion of absolute acceptance of what is without any control whatsoever. Now, none of you are there yet, and there is no need for any of you to be there before you start teaching. You see, you will never get there. You will never get fear completely out of your reality, but you will be able to get to a point where fear no longer limits you. Because in the living of the inauthentic life, it is a life limited by irrational fear. In the practice of an authentic life, it is the life lived by analyzing and processing fear so that you can act on inspiration and move forward, and so that you can process your limiting beliefs to the extent where you are not taken out of alignment for very long. And all of you are somewhere on that move towards the authentic life. You are the first ever in history to do it consciously with teachings that have been provided at this time in history at this level. And so think about yourselves as you go forward in this worldwide system of fear. This virus that has popped up is an intelligent system, and it is perfectly designed to show people that the life of fear, fearing the catching of this virus, and having gone through catching the virus and emerging on the other side, they will have expanded perfectly to another level of perspective, wherein they will automatically, to a certain extent, change their priority in life. So 2019, their priority was achievement, manifesting things, building up some security, and eking out something that will allow them to feel safe, whether that is money or love or respect or achievement or whatever it is. That was a priority. Coming in through 2020, they will have a shift in priority where the things don't matter. The body matters. The things, the achievement doesn't matter. The relationships matter. The effort and struggle to prove worthiness doesn't matter. The passion and interest matters. And so they will shift naturally thanks to this event, this worldwide event that will affect on some level nearly every single human that lives in Western society. And even where you might consider Eastern society, those people who are living in unworthiness and accumulation of wealth and those sort of things are now what we would consider in Western society. So it's affecting those humans who are living in fear, trying to control their journey rather than allowing their journey to unfold as they intended prior to their birth. And with this event, you who can come forward now and live in love and acceptance of a virus that's based also in love, without a fear of this or any other event happening to you, but with the knowledge that this and every other event that you fear, if it happens, will happen for you. And so you can talk to your friends. You can post something on social media. You can write an article. You can make a video. You can do whatever you're inspired to do. Living in love will allow inspiration to flow through you. And you all have a field of influence. All of you at some point have friends, have followers, have customers, have clients, have colleagues. All of you have this sphere of influence. And you do not need to hide what you know. You can express fully what you know, and that expression of what you know and what you've learned will be of benefit to every single person that sees whatever you say. And those who cannot hear what you have to say will not interact with you, will not bother you, will not condemn you, and will not call you out. They will not embarrass you. Do not have fear around your sphere of influence. Be bold and go forward as the teachers and leaders that you all are. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Nothing is off limits. Would anyone like to say something? Well then.
All right, I don't have an actual. Okay, I can formulate a question, I think.
Excellent.
I am curious about the difference between getting information from a source like Joshua, and excuse me, wiping off my phone, getting information from a charismatic leader. Could you talk about that? Because I know even, you know, from our perspective, obviously we're tuning into ourselves and we're, you know, you are helping us to dig into ourselves. From an outside perspective, this is a little culty. And because I'm just coming out of something that turned out to be something like that, I'm just wondering, what is, from your perspective, the difference?
All we're trying to do is share with you a different perspective. A perspective that you yourself are all powerful, and that nothing lies without. It all is sourced within. Everything that comes within. And so we are simply saying, realize who you truly are, and then sit with yourself and allow inspiration to flow. But if you don't realize who you are, if you don't realize that you are part of a amazing group, the first to get here, we are bringing this perspective forward so that you can really realize who you are and then trust the inspiration that flows. Because if you don't understand the source of who you are, you will discount the information that's flowing through you, the inspiration that's flowing through you, and you will say, well, what if I post this thing and people criticize me? Or what if they think I'm just trying to make light of a situation or whatever it is? And that's the fear that's going to pop up every time you're inspired to do anything. And so we say, realize the power that's in within you. Realize that you've gotten here at this time. Realize that you know information that no one else knows on another level that people are not aware of. And then allow yourself, with the full knowledge of your own power, to receive your own inspiration that's specific for you, and then take action along that without letting the fear stop you. And that's all we're saying. The information that comes from where it comes is all fine and good. If it comes to you, there's something in there that's for you. And you can take out little bits of things. and you can understand things at a deeper level. And you can realize if your president says something, you might take that with a grain of salt, realizing that he has an agenda to prop up the economy or what have you, because he has a fear about whatever that is. And if it's coming from some medical establishment, they're providing you with facts that they know from their perspective, which is limited. And you can see from another perspective. Now, you don't have to explain your perspective to other people. That is not what the inspiration is that will come to you. The inspiration comes to you will be softer and gentler and easier. It'll be in a form that will be palpable to those who will receive it. And what you have to understand is that your sphere of influence, whatever that may be, is asking for this information. And this information is for their highest good in however you present it. And so you are not trying to figure out what to say to help alleviate the fears of those people. You are simply receiving inspiration. So where does that inspiration come from? Well, if you understand, in the non-physical realm, you are all connected. And so those within your sphere are communicating their fears to their inner selves. And their inner selves are formulating a plan that will link up with your inner self and allow inspiration to flow through you so that you can say whatever is needed to be said. Whether that leads them into their manifestation event or that leads them into more fear or the reduction of fear, you do not need to have attachment to the outcome. You can simply say in love and in acceptance whatever you're inspired to say, and you will not say all of it. You will filter it because some of it will be too fearful, too scary. But simply sharing a video, okay, that's all you've done. You've simply shared a video. Or simply sharing a quote, that's all you've done. And it's not going to affect anything because those who will be critical about you will not show up for this. If they do show up, if there is something there, it just is going to underlie a wobble in your own vibration. And you can look at that from a higher perspective. Oh, I was so fearful about what this person would say or what this group would say, and here it is coming back. Now, can I look at this from the higher perspective? Oh, they're simply in fear. They're simply going through something, and they're making their expansion from where they are now to the next level. This is all part of it. They are trying to still control things. And by them saying something, they're trying to control the thing they think they can control, which is you. You do not have to take it personally. It doesn't mean anything. No one's going to remember it. It's simply that you are all here in this group. Those of you who are on this call now, those of you who have ever taken a boot camp, those of you who are taking the current boot camp, and those of you who will ever hear this in the future, you are building layers on top of each other. You are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And you are fulfilling a destiny that you intended to fulfill. And you are contributing to an overall consciousness of humanity that will address this movement from fear to love, that will help those who are on the fence, not the ones living in total fear, but the ones who are ready to hear something that will spark the light within them. And so imagine that you 100 go forth and you say one thing to one person and that ignites something in them. And they follow that thread and follow that thread. And they hear something. And they say one thing that to someone else that ignites the light in them. And they follow that thread. And so this is, you are branching out in ways you cannot even imagine. Because you are powerful beyond compare. And you are here for a reason. And that reason is to keep your light on. Light your light up. Do not doubt yourself. Work within and process those fears and limiting beliefs to allow that light to shine brighter. And when you are in alignment, you'll receive the inspiration for what to do in the moment. And you will say, that was beautiful. That was exhilarating. that was a lot of fun. This will all be fun. This will all be happy. This will all be joyful. It'll all be satisfying. You need not worry about any of it. Don't go beyond what you think is possible for you. Stay within your comfort zone if you might, but maybe you can push the boundary just a little. Because when you start expressing your love, that love within you will grow and it'll spread like a virus, like this virus of love throughout the entire globe.
Joshua, thanks. I have a question.
Yes.
It's Jen here. I've started actually doing this. I've written an article that was published on Thrive Global yesterday that talked about the coronavirus and fear. And it was inspired and it was a little scary to put it out there, but it got accepted and I've started sharing it on my social media as I'm going to be sharing your coronavirus special. And I guess my question is that, you know, in the human form, we can, the vibration is going up and down, you know what I mean? And I guess, have you got any, and I'm doing the daily practice and so on, but do you have any specific tips about how we can keep our vibe high during the day when we're going in these little ups and downs? I have a technique that I'm using. I check in once every hour. I have set an alarm on my phone. I check in. I have a gratitude moment. But is there anything else you can suggest to just help keep that vibe going on a higher level rather than dipping down into the fear?
However you're doing it is perfectly right. And there is nothing wrong with going up and down. And when you go up, you can appreciate that you're up. And when you go down, you can realize why you're going down. As long as you're thinking about it, that's all you need to know. Now, if you want a little thing to do, you can meditate every single day. And you can share those meditations with those you know. And you can do your daily spiritual practice every day. You can think about how wonderful your body feels. You can give thanks for this incredible body you have. You can enjoy how good you feel in your body. You can appreciate all the people in your life, whether you're your lover or your children or your parents or your friends or your enemies. You can accept all of them, your neighbors. You can be compassionate to those who are struggling in fear. You can support everyone in love. And you can share this daily spiritual practice with everyone you know. If those who are living unconscious lives in fear aren't really realizing how wonderful their life is. They will realize that as they go through this specific fear. By the end of it, they will think, 2019, what a wonderful year. Look at all the fun we had. Look how happy we were. As they possibly go through this and they have an interaction physically with the virus, once that's over, they're going to feel amazing. They're going to be full of joy because it's like a surfer riding a wave. Here comes the scary wave. And if you're battling against that wave, you're going to be knocked under the water. But if you go with the wave and you jump on the board and you ride it, as scary as it may seem while you're riding it, when you're done, the exhilaration will be overwhelming. This will contribute to the joy within the world, you see. So you can think about anything that you think is scary coming up. Once you've gone through it, you're going to feel a sense of exhilaration that you have tackled that experience and come out the other side even better and more expanded than before, which is true of any manifestation event. Now, you all know this, and so you already have an awareness of how this works. Yet, of course, you have old programming, old limiting beliefs, and old fears that you will never fully recover from. You will never fully overcome. You will work within those fears. And you will say, sure, I have a fear about this, but nothing's happening right now. In this moment, everything's fine. And I have a belief that if I am to interact with this thing I think I do not want, well, I'll expand from that process. And at that expanded level, I'll have a new perspective of what's important in my life. And so I am not meditating to avoid this thing happening. I am not doing a daily spiritual practice to avoid this thing happening. I'm doing it so that I can maintain my alignment in the moment. And what comes, and I know that I'm prepared for anything that comes, and I will be grateful for everything that does come, because Everything that has come in my entire life has led me to this magnificent moment in time. And everything that will come to me will lead me to even greater heights. And that's what I intended prior to my birth. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joshua, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so I am considering that I want to possibly blend this coaching with something else.
Absolutely.
And I'm wondering, if you have any words about that.
Realize that most likely any other thing that you want to blend this with, the other thing has some control in it, has some fear in it, has some brilliance in it, of course. And so if you can meld it with this without bringing in the fear and control aspect of that, without needing anything to be different than it is, then that's perfectly fine. However, if you just took this boot camp, and if you took our name off of it and put your name on it, and just put it in whatever you want to do, the words that are written exactly or your words that are something different. There's no even need to change the words. Call it something different if you want to. But if you would take this as it is, as a blueprint of absolute acceptance of what is, then you will find that it'll be more effective. And the desire to blend it with something is possibly the desire to bring in a group from the other thing and to meld that group into this thing. And we would say that that's not necessary, that you could simply do this. You could take snippets of it and you could piecemeal it out so it's slower and softer. But yet how it's written is written absolute acceptance and love. And the normal thing that humans have is they say, I cannot copy something else. I must create it originally all over. And we say, in this case, you are welcome to copy it word for word. But the inspiration there is a fantastic inspiration. But there is no need to meld it with anything else because it is all here. And if you go through it enough times, you will see the perfection in every word and every week and every exercise and every assignment.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent.
Hi, Joshua. This is Jojo.
Jojo.
I am so happy I was able to find a way to get on this call while I'm working. So I'm doing a work call at the same time as this one. So it's interesting because my desire for a little bit of abundance and less debt led me to where I'm at right now in a job that causes daily anxiety. And so it is allowing me to practice basically like what Jennifer said is I can't go to my car and meditate, but it's helping me find ways to get my heart to stop pounding, and then it's interesting because my manifestation events are, gosh, I miss this group. I miss the time I could have appreciated more to, learn all the spiritual teaching, whereas now my time is, I'm working over 40 hours a week. However, I can see now where I've got a greater desire to apply these teachings to people. So I'm seeing the benefit of that. I did introduce for the first time the boot camp to somebody that I just met at work. She's like, well, I don't have any money. I can't afford that. So I just thought, okay, maybe I was just to plant a seed for her at this point. It was just a seed planter. So I want to look at it positively. And then I guess I wanted to ask you based on my current vibration, because I feel like it dips more now in this role. I don't feel like I'll be here forever, but I remember you telling me that I was led here for a reason. I'm having a lot more manifestation events daily. And I just wanted to ask you, because my desire is so much stronger, but the fear has gotten greater. What would you recommend would be my best approach? Would it be writing, video, face-to-face, as to how I could take the first step to just push past my comfort zone with these teachings.
So we would say that if you looked at your situation before where you weren't working, where you were had a lot of time and you weren't interacting as much, you had a certain anxiety and that was around income. Yet you had no other anxieties. And so as you grew more and expanded more, you are ready now to leap into a new arena, an arena that would allow you to face your fears, would allow you to have manifestation events and point out limiting beliefs. And so in this new arena where you are facing anxiety, you are worried about this and this and the other. And all of that worry is based on limiting beliefs. And the limiting beliefs are not true. They are all false. And so there is literally, from our perspective, and our perspective is broad, and it is not the human perspective, there is nothing to worry about. If you got fired, it would be the best thing to happen to you. If you messed up some project, it'd be the best thing to happen to you. If you got into an argument with your boss, it'd be the best thing to happen to you. If you missed a deadline, if you did something wrong, if you made some mistake, if you chopped down the wrong tree, the wrong plant, the wrong leaves, it doesn't matter. It's always perfect. And so for you is a journey to exist in the moment without caring. But you care because you are trying to have others prove that you're worthy. And so you're doing an effort and you struggle trying to get their approval. But that's an outside thing. So you have to start with how does JoJo like, love, and approve of JoJo? Where does it all start? And so how are you inspired to explain that journey? The journey of JoJo seeking worthiness from outside conditions and the JoJo who seeks validation only from within. How are you inspired to show that path? You see, you have to travel that path and you are traveling that path. And every day on that path, you're exploring something new. And this is something you could write about. This is a quick video you could make, but you have certain talents and attributes. Now, you may say, oh, I could never be on video because my hair is a mess. And we say, do not care. This is a journey from caring to not caring. You see? From being inauthentic, having to have everything perfect and being seen as good, to being authentic and just being how you're being. You do not want to show, all of you, a pretty version of you. You want to show the real version of you, as far as you can take it. Of course, you all still wear clothes, but you can be less needing others' approval and therefore simply being how you're being. And in that, in being comfortable how you are in the moment, you're going to get inspiration. And you're going to say, now is not the time. And that's fear. That's going to come up every single time you get inspiration. Now's not the time. That's a bad idea. I couldn't do that. Maybe when I get more experience. Maybe when I get a degree. Maybe when this person says they love me. Maybe when I get enough money in the bank. That is all fear. Because the inspiration is the inspiration that applies to you in the moment, and that timing is divine. And so if you were inspired to make a video, just make the video. Be like Stephen. Not for any specific outcome, but simply for the practice of doing it. Because once you've made the video, you don't have to post it. That'll be a different fear. But you could. You could. You could write something out. And then you could read that thing over and over again and criticize every line in that document. But you could just send it out as it is, typos and all. And then if someone says something, well, you've got another manifestation event. Good for you. You want manifestation events. You do not want to be holed up in your house with no interaction so you don't get negative emotion. You want to go out boldly like you have done and explore reality at another level, interacting with all these people, feeling anxiety constantly, and then building desires to show others how to move the way you are moving now, from isolation to interaction. From dealing with little small manifestation events to dealing with bigger ones, to processing little limiting beliefs, to processing more significant limiting beliefs, to having people prove that you're worthy to realizing you are worthy, even if that sounds arrogant, even if that sounds woo-woo. I am worthy. I am a creator. This is my creation. This is my journey from inauthenticity to the authentic version of me. This is the life of satisfaction and joy. I was taught to care. I was taught to be presentable. I was taught to be perfect. That was just limiting. That's all it was. And you can say, I do not care, because I don't care what happens, because everything that happens is going to be for my benefit. So I'm going to let it come. I'm going to focus on my power, my inspiration, and my joy. That's going to be my priority in life. My alignment is my priority. How do I get there? I get there by processing limiting beliefs. I get there by being aware of my anxiety. I get there by seeing manifestation events for what they are. They're not bad or wrong. I am not a failure. I'm not defined by manifestation events. If someone criticizes me, they're not criticizing me. They're criticizing this persona, this inauthentic version of me, so that I can adjust and become more authentic, more and more authentic, and less, instead of less and less authentic. This is the benefit of interacting with so many people. This is the benefit to all of you of interacting outside your comfort zone. Yes, you're going to face manifestation events, but that's going to lead you to higher levels of awareness. And you want more awareness, because with awareness comes clarity, and with clarity comes your true power. And with that true power, your attributes, your talents, your soul's purpose will begin to emerge and emerge and emerge, little by little by little by little. And you'll look back and you'll say, what a ride this last year has been. Look at all that has happened in that last year. And I am ready for more. And I am ready for what's next. And yes, I'll have to push past fear to get there. But I am willing to do it, because I understand the fear is irrational. And I need not control this experience of life. I need to go with the flow. What is happening is perfect. There's no need to change it. The other people, what their life is and how they're choosing to live it, that's all perfect too. But most of all, I am perfect as I am, where I am, and I need not be any different in order to get them to see the greatness within me. I choose to see the greatness within me, and I let the universe and the inspiration flow within me so that I can be the creator of this reality and the specific experience of life that has never been possible before and will never be possible again. And I am equal to all. And what I desire is either aligned with who I truly am or is based in lack. And so I can look at these desires. Do I really need this? Do I really need that? Or can I turn my attention to what I truly desire? And I truly desire to express love. And the way you are all going to express love is by being an example of alignment for your sphere to follow. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Joshua.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you would like to support this show, the best thing you can do is subscribe, especially on iTunes. Also, leave your comments and leave your ratings. And that will help us grow this community of people who are interested in law of attraction and the mechanism of physical reality. It'll be cool to spread the word even further. And you can help out by subscribing, leaving your comments, and rating the show. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.